wrestled with him. I want to talk to you about wrestling with God. In Genesis chapter 32, we see Yaakov, Jacob, returning to his homeland. However, Jacob becomes greatly afraid of his brother Asav, Esau, because of the deceptions he pulled on his brother. This fear draws Yaakov into a place of humility and prayer. In Genesis 32:11, Jacob prays to the Lord, "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children." As I've mentioned, his fear leads him into humiliation and then into isolation. In verse 23, the Bible says, "He," that is Jacob, "took them," that is his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, "and sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had." Verse 24, "Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day." What does Jacob do here? He isolates himself from his family, knowing that he needed to do business with the Lord. Who is the man in this story? Many people believe that it is the pre-incarnation of Jesus Christ. I believe there are times when we all need to wrestle with God. There are times that we need answers, that we need provisions, and that we need blessings from the Lord. Jacob says in verse 26, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And in verse 29, the Bible goes on to say, "And he blessed him there." Oftentimes we find ourselves in circumstances that we do not understand, nor do we like. In Genesis chapter 12, we talked about getting away from your family for a short season, for a time, in order to seek the Lord. Sometimes we need to isolate ourselves from everybody else for a little while. How long was Jacob isolated for? Well, in chapter 32, verse 24, it says, "Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day." It was a short period that he was alone, wrestling, struggling, laboring, in order to receive a blessing from the Lord. There are times when we need to isolate ourselves and press into the Lord, saying, "I am not going to leave here until I receive a blessing from you, Lord. Until you give me an answer one way or another. I need help in this circumstance. I need guidance in this situation. It is too big, it is too overwhelming for me to go alone. Meet me in this place." Let's pray together. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I need your help. I desire to meet with you. I desire to hear your voice. I desire your blessings upon my life. There are situations, there are circumstances that I am struggling with. I need your help and your divine revelations. There is nothing too big or too small for you. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I need answers, Lord. Open my ears so that I may hear you clearly. Lord, I ask you to please forgive me for not spending more time with you. I may not fully understand my current situation, but your word says in Romans chapter 8, "For we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose." May I rest in you, knowing that you are still on the throne. You are still in control of everything. Lord, I thank you for your revelations, your deep love, and your great grace. May you be glorified in all that I do and say. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.